Let's get ready to rumble!
Hello, one and all. Welcome along to the Bunce's Boxing Podcast for another week of brilliant boxing. We've got bills in Hull, in Liverpool and Monaco to have a look at. Bunce, you well?
Yeah, fantastic. Three televised shows on British television, including one on terrestrial TV. So we could see tomorrow 18 or 19 televised live fights on British television in one night. Never happened before. There we go. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
And added to that, Bunce, I can't remember a weekend where so many of the fights are actually close betting heats. You know, often we get 1-12, 1-14, and you know, you're looking at having to go into the group round betting to find a result. Here we've got so many fights that are close, some that aren't as well. We'll have a look at those first very quickly and just run through them. The first one we'll have a look at, I guess, is Luke Campbell versus Daniel Eduardo Bruzuela. And this is look, there shouldn't be any problems for Luke Campbell in his early career. He's won 8, he's stopped 6, never been beaten, of course. Bruzuela is 126, lost 3, drawn 2. So he's starting to step up his opponents at the lightweight division. No problems there, I presume?
Well, no problems, providing he boxes sensibly, because Bruzuela had that fight with Tommy Coyle, who's a terrific, entertaining fighter, but often doesn't use his brain, just uses his heart. And in that fight, Coyle was over 4 times, Bruzuela was over 4 times as well. It was a great fight. Before Coyle got a late stoppage. So Campbell, and Coyle has admitted this, will win easier than I did if he boxes. If, for some silly reason, Luke decides he might try and finish it quicker, which would be stupid, you know, there's a chance he could get caught. But no, you're right. Luke Campbell does what Luke Campbell does, then he's hard to beat.
Yeah. Chris Eubank Jr. is in action, of course, again. Always entertaining. Interesting fight for him, isn't it? Because obviously the big fight around the corner is the Billy Joe Saunders fight. And some people suggesting maybe it's a little bit dangerous to get in the ring with the Florian Wildenhoff. Not that he'll lose, but, you know, there's a danger of an injury. He released a video on Facebook this week where he says, don't worry, my hands are fine. And he was absolutely pummeling a punch bag on the wall. Just a tune-up for him, keeping in trim.
Well, you know, he decided he wants this fight. He decided he needs this fight. If he goes out, stands in front of the guy and blasts the guy out in 30 seconds, I won't understand why. However, I expect to see him. Is it over 8 or 6? Whatever it's over, I expect him and his silent corner man stroke father, Chris Senior, to work on things. So to literally throw a... I don't know, let's do, for instance, throw a left jab, pull it back quick, step to the side, throw a quick right. Don't be at all surprised if he spends 40 seconds in one round trying one move.
Yeah.
The opponent could almost be incidental, because otherwise, why have it?
Yeah.
If you're just going to go in there and walk through the guy and blast him out, why have it? The guy's not going to give you a real test, because otherwise no one would have sanctioned it. So all I can think is he's looking on distance. He'll try his jabs, he'll try two jabs, he'll move away, he'll try stepping over. And in that case, it'll be entertaining. Hey, when is it never entertaining? Even when he fights guys that fall over at the barest movement of his fist, it's entertaining. He's entertaining.
Yeah, definitely. It's over 8 rounds, that
all
one.
Right, there we go.
Yeah, interesting. It's good to see him getting in the ring again, of course. Liam Smith, Zoltan Sira is the headline on the Box Nation bill at the Echo Arena, isn't it? I mean, he's a very, very, very short price here to win this vacant WBA Continental Light Middleweight title against a man who's lost twice and been stopped once. The bookie's got this one right. An easy night for Liam Smith?
Yeah, it's an easy night for Liam Smith. Basically, he's frustrating. You know, he's had a frustrating time, really, sometimes. A guy's fallen out of bed. You know, this should be another British title defence. He should be cruising forward. I mean, I think he's looking to get some rounds because he could get a call-up for a world title fight soon. We saw Cornelius Bunbridge beat Carlos Molina for a version of the world title a couple of weeks ago on Box Nation, and I'd back Liam Smith on one hand to beat Bunbridge, to be perfectly honest with you. The problem is there are dozens of promoters around the world of a fighter, a light middleweight fighter, who fancies a bit of Bunbridge. So, he might try and get some rounds as well. He's, you know, there's certain guys in British boxing that can often have these fights, which don't mean a lot, but you've got to keep winning, you've got to keep looking half decent to stay on track. So, not ideal, but Liam will do his business.
Let's stick with the Echo Arena for a minute and look at a couple of fights that have got some interesting prices attached to them. Let's have a look at Derry Matthews versus Adam Dingsdale first. 8-15 Matthews, 22-1 the draw, and 6-4 Dingsdale. Obviously, we've loved watching Derry Matthews over the past few years, haven't we? 35 wins, 19 by stoppages, lost 9, and been stopped 7 times himself. 2 draws. He's had pretty much everything in his career, hasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
Dingsdale, this is for the vacant WBA Continental Lightweight title. Dingsdale's record is 11 wins, 4 by stoppages, lost once, and drawn once. On the face of it, it doesn't look like Derry Matthews should have any problems here.
But yeah, but listen, we've said that about Derry in the past.
Exactly.
And the Dingsdale fight when he lost to Ormond was at short notice. Not only was it a short notice, but he was getting ready to go away on holiday.
Right.
Now, you might think that's, he was getting ready to go away. It would have been worse if he was coming back. Well, not necessarily. He was getting away to go to Thailand on some sort of life-changing holiday, and he'd already got his Thailand head on. I think he was relaxing. Curries and lagers were his training method inadvertently for that fight. And Ormond, of course, is a terrific fighter. Soon to, I think, fight for the British title himself. He's a great fighter. Good fighter, Ormond. Dingsdale's a much better fighter than the record suggests. And I was with him on Monday night in his gym. And I think he's quite honest. He knows that if he goes and has a trade-up, he'll get done. And Derry Matthews is quite honest, saying if I catch anybody, I'll hurt them and potentially drop them. So this is a tricky fight for Derry Matthews, because what Derry keeps failing to do is putting together a series. We talked about this about 3 or 4 times in the last 5 years, about putting together a couple of wins.
Yeah.
Being in great fights is not enough. You've got to put together a few wins. I think that you've got to favour Matthews, but I wouldn't be at all surprised here. I wouldn't be at all surprised if Dingsdale pulled something off. But the sensible thinking is that Derry gets to him in about 6 or 7.
Mm, yeah, interesting.
It's a really good fight.
I mean, it's always good when Matthews is involved, isn't it?
Yeah, of all the fights that will be shown on TV this weekend in Britain and the ones that will not, I'll be stunned if this isn't in the top 2 or 3.
Right, yeah, interesting one. The man you mentioned then just briefly, Thomas Stork, is in action. Of course, captain of that successful 2012 Olympic team. Turned pro, and here he is fighting a man called Jack Catterall, who's from Chorley in Lancashire. 1-9, stopped 5 of his opponents, so hasn't been beaten either. This is
it was Tommy, isn't it?
Yeah, not dissimilar, is it? Vacant WBO European light welterweight title here.
That's a grand title.
4-6 Stalker, Catterall 6-5, 22-1 the draw. Interesting fight, this one.
It is, and a lot's been made of the fact that Stalker had a couple of tricky rounds last time out, and that Catterall scored a terrific knockout when he was the underdog against Nathan Brough. Stalker, in theory, should have the class and the quality. However, he has made a conscious effort, Tommy, to be less of an amateur and more of a pro. If he wants to win this fight, I think he's got to be more of an amateur, return to what he knew when he was winning medals and competing against the very best. Winning medals at Europeans, Worlds, Commonwealth Games, getting a tough draw at the Olympics. I just fancy that if he boxes like he should, is it 10 or 12, Lee? It's interesting.
I'll tell you
what's happening between the two of us. They move, all these kind of titles, apart from British title, world title, every single other title seems to be fluid, depending on the experience of the opponents, which of course is farcical, but hey-ho.
Yeah, 10 rounds it is.
To 10, there we go, so you thought it would be 12.
Yeah.
Over 12, it's anybody's game. Neither of them are experienced 10 and 12 round fighters. I just fancy Stalker in this one.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke to Catterall the other week. He fancies it. He thinks he's going to walk through him. I don't. I think Stalker got his maths wrong, his sums wrong in the fight when he was in trouble last time out. I don't think he will this time. He's been preparing out in Macklin's gym, in MGM, as they know it, in Marbella. I just fancy Stalker, and I think we might see a little bit of the future in Stalker. Yeah. If he were to lose, if he were to get beaten on his feet in 8 or 9 rounds, then he'll probably regret ever turning pro.
Yeah. back to Hull, where Luke Campbell's fighting.
Hull.
After Luke Campbell's fought, you'll see Tommy Coyle taking on Michael Katsidis. This is a cracking fight. You know, obviously, people remember Michael Katsidis from a couple of different fights over here. Obviously, kind of, he ruined the dreams, didn't he? really ruined them a little while back, didn't he? Kevin Mitchell at Upton Park on that night when it was supposed to be all about him. He's fought Graham Earl, hasn't he, recently? He fought Ricky Burns, of course, and lost on points. He's been around the block a long time. Michael Katsidis, 130, stopped 24 of those opponents. Yep. He's lost six times. I mean, stopped twice himself. Tommy Coyle, what a story this is. I mean, you go back to kind of the Derry Matthews fight when he was... I remember backing Derry Matthews that night, Buncey, and I backed him online, but if I had a betting slip in my hand, I would have ripped it up. And then Derry Matthews unleashes this ridiculous punch, doesn't he, and stops him
incredible
cold. Since then, of course, he's won all four of his fights and he's been getting back on it. Beat John Simpson, beat Brizuela, who of course is also in action, as you mentioned earlier on. What about this one? I mean, he needs to have everything about him here. This is an old campaigner. See, this could he old man him out of this one?
No, I'm not sure if he can old man him out of it, but could he catch him late in the fight because he's got a big engine, Cassidy's? Absolutely. Could he hurt him? Absolutely. Tommy Coyle told me, I'm sorry, name drop here, but we've been busy this week. Tommy Coyle told me on Monday, using the third person, he said, you know, Tommy said, the only way Tommy Coyle loses this is if he gets hit on the chin. Well, that may sound like an obvious thing, but it's not.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think Katsidis can outpoint him. I think Tommy Coyle's too busy and he's too clever. He's got good people surrounding him. However, can he get involved? Can he get carried away? Can he walk onto something from Katsidis? Absolutely. Last thing a fighter loses, as you know, no matter how old they are, how pummeled they are, how gnarled they are, and how gone they are, the last thing they lose is their punch. Yep, absolutely. Katsidis can hit Tommy Coyle on the chin and stop him. Absolutely no problem. Knock him out. No problem at all. Don't think it's going to happen. I think we're going to see Tommy Coyle again. I think he might take a few risks. That's what Tommy Coyle does. I think he might even stop Katsidis.
Right.
Sets up what we're looking for, which is next year outdoors in Hull, Campbell, Hull boy, Coyle, Hull boy.
Wow. Tremendous, that'll be, wouldn't it? What a fight that would be. Next up, let's have a look at Gavin McDonald versus Vusi Malinga. This is for the vacant WBO International Super Bantamweight title. Malinga, 21 wins, 12 by stoppage, lost five times, including a stoppage, and is drawn once as well. McDonald from Donny, 111 and stopped four. Two draws in his career so far, Gavin McDonald. Yeah. The prices for this one, see McDonald 8-11 favourite, 11-10 Malinga, so even tighter than some of the other fights that we've been talking about. Is this a tough fight for someone so early in his career, Buncey?
It is, yeah, it is. I think it's a big risky fight. It's a big risky fight, and obviously McDonald fancies it. Now, whether they think Malinga can't make the weight, I don't know. But the Vusi Malinga, who we saw last December losing a world title fight against Stewie Hall, will win tomorrow. So if he's got enough left, I fancy him. I fancy he'll have too much and win on points. Unless the people there know something we don't know, which is that, you know, he's been dead at the weight, struggling at the weight. But no, I fancy Malinga on this time. I really do.
Interesting. 11-10, that one. Should we go to Monaco?
Good fighter. Monaco. Good. Some great fights we're doing. I mean, so there's not a massive, quote, marquee fight. But listen, Lee, how many times have marquee fights been Sting Carews?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, the fact that they're so tight on the betting there intrigues me. Anyway, to Monaco next. Fights here. You mentioned Stewie Hall. He's fighting Randy Caballero for the vacant IBF World Bantamweight title.
Yes.
Caballero is 21 wins, 13 by stoppage, never been beaten. Stewart Hall, 16 wins, 7 by stoppage, lost 3, drawn 2. And you won't be surprised to know that Caballero is the favourite here at 1-4. Stewart Hall, the outsider, at 3-1. There's not much to dislike about Caballero. 24 years old, so he's got plenty in front of him, hasn't he? Is this too much to bite off for Stewart Hall?
Yeah, I think it might be. I mean, Caballero, I think he went over to Japan or Korea and won an eliminator, for God's sake. So he's not a guy that's created a padded record fighting in his backyard. He's a good fighter. I've been having him on different shows, going back an awful long way. He is a good fighter. Hall, though, is a much better fighter than the stats, and a much better fighter than maybe he gets credit for. I just noticed that someone up in Hall's hometown has written an article naming me as one of the people that have not given him enough credit, which I find amazing. I think I did two features in The Independent, half a dozen on ESPN, and we've talked about him non-stop on here, but hey-ho.
Nice to be talked about, though, Bunce, isn't it?
Yeah, no, exactly. Is that nice to be talked about? But to be named specifically, I thought was a little bit strong.
Because the 12-round... Is the 12-round thing anything to talk about here? Because Stewie Hall's been 12 rounds plenty. Randy Caballero, never been 12.
Absolutely. Not only has he been 12 rounds, he likes the 12 rounds. Yeah. He came back against Butler a little bit, and you know, it looked like he was going to come back, but he was still there for 12 rounds. Yeah. He's had strong finish against Lucy Malinga, dropping him late in the fight, not in the 12th round, but late in the fight. Yeah. I fancy Hall will get to the bell, okay? Can Hall win? I don't think so. I think Caballero knows too much, or he might even get the Hall. So I don't know what the money bet is on the last three or four rounds, but that'll be my stoppage times.
Right, okay, yeah, a late stoppage for the favourite there, Caballero. On the bill, there's a few here. Sergei Komitsky versus Nick Blackwell. This isn't for a belt or anything. It's just an interesting the way it's priced up here. 13-8 Komitsky, 8-13 Nick Blackwell. So again, another really tight one. If you can pick the right way here, then you're onto a bit of value. Well, Blackwell 15 wins, 3 defeats. Komitsky 29 wins, 11 defeats.
Yeah, but Blackwell's defeats have been hard fights. Yeah. You know? Not necessarily overmatched, yeah. Not far from it. Blackwell wins on points. It's to put your house better the weekend.
Right, okay. Blackwell on points. Note that one down. The top of the bill in Monte Carlo is Martin Murray versus Domenico Spada. This is for the WBC silver middleweight title.
How many belts are on display this weekend?
All we need is a proper one, Buncey. 39 wins, 19 by stoppage. He's lost 5 times, Spada, and been stopped once. Murray's record, 28 wins, 12 stoppages, lost once, drawn once. Spada's the outsider here in a big way, 13-2. 1-12, Martin Murray. Easy night's work for Murray?
No, and it's never an easy night's work. Spada's proper world-class fighter. He's been in with good fights. Okay, he might get beat, he might get stopped, but he's a proper world-class fighter. And if Murray were to be, have the flu, have a bad hand, he'd make it tough. Murray will win, but you can never have an easy night against Spada, even if it only went 4 or 5 rounds. I fancy Murray gets to him. I fancy Murray will try and get to him a bit quicker. He's trying to have a fight with Golovkin, which I think can be made for February. So I wouldn't be at all surprised Murray gets to him 5, 6, 7, middle rounds, 5, 6, 7.
I've put in all the. I think we've done them all. Put in all the bets and stacked them all up there. We haven't got all the group round betting yet, so I've just put in the wins basically that you've gone for as we've gone through there. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 fights. Comes to 20-1. I'll just run through them quickly.
Come on, son.
Nick Blackwell to win. You tell me if I've got any of these wrong. Thomas Stalker to win. Derry Matthews win.
Yep.
Martin Murray. Tommy Coyle.
Yep.
Vusi Malinga.
Yep.
Randy Caballero.
Yep.
And Luke Campbell.
Beautiful.
All to win. And obviously...
Tier 1, I tell you what, if I have a few quid on that, we won't even be working next week. I'll be having a day off.
Superb. Buncey, have a great weekend. Enjoy the action, and we'll speak to you soon.
Lee, thanks very much.
Clear.
Top stuff from Buncey as usual. The Monaco bill on Channel 5 then, the Echo Arena bill on Box Nation, and the bill in Hull on Sky TV. So if you're a boxing fan, fantastic weekend of action to watch on 3 separate channels. I get the feeling you're probably watching this into Monday, Tuesday, trying to catch up on all of it. Just to recap, Buncey going for that big 8-fight accumulator, Nick Blackwell, Thomas Stalker, Derry Matthews, Martin Murray, Tommy Coyle, Vusi Malinga, Randy Caballero, and Luke Campbell. All to win returns just under 20-1. Thanks for downloading the podcast. If you've got it on iTunes, then thanks very much for subscribing. You can also find this at williamhill.com/podcasts, or you can go to William Hill's Audio Boom page and you'll find this one and all our other podcasts as well. Thanks for listening. And if you're having a bet on any of the boxing action, very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.